On the left side of our church, there is an altar with St. Peter's sculpture in the center. St. Peter, in the real name of Simeon Bar Yonah, son of Yonah, was a Jew, one of the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ, one of the early leaders of the Christian church. Traditionally, he is considered to be the first bishop of Rome and thus the first pope of Rome. In the iconography, the Apostle Peter usually is shown with a key in his hands, which symbolizes the guarding of trusted faith. St. Peter was born around the year 1st in Bethsaida, Palestine, a fisherman for the occupation. Simeon became one of the first four disciples of Jesus, and Peter was the first to call Jesus Messiah. According to the Evangel, Peter was designated substitute of Christ on earth, the rock on which Christ built his church. After the resurrection of Christ, Apostle Peter promoted Christianity not only to the cities and villages of the Holy Land, but also to Syria, North Africa, and Spain. He formed the Christian community and became the first bishop of Rome. At the age of 67, during Nero's persecution, he freely volunteered in his hands and was crucified with his head down. On the left side of St. Peter, the statue of St. Elizabeth from Hungary is displayed. St. Elizabeth of Hungary lived in the beginning of the 11th century, also known as St. Elizabeth of Thuringia, was a princess of the Kingdom of Hungary and a greatly venerated Catholic saint who was an early member of the Third Order of St. Francis, by which she is honored as its patroness. Elizabeth was married at the age of 14 and widowed at 20. After her husband's death, she sent her children away and regained her dowry, using the money to build a hospital where she herself served the sick. She became a symbol of Christian charity after her death at the age of 24 and was quickly canonized. And on the right side of altar, Saint Teresa of Child Jesus. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, born Marie-Françoise Teresa Martin, lived in the end of 19th century. She is also known as Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus and the Holy Face, was a French Catholic disciplined Carmelite nun who is widely venerated in modern times. She is popularly known as the Little Flower of Jesus, or simply the Little Flower. Teresa has been a highly influential model of sanctity for Catholics and for others because of the simplicity and practicality of her approach to the spiritual life. Together with Saint Francis of Assisi, she is one of the most popular saints in the history of the Church. Pope Saint Pius X called her the greatest saint of modern times. Teresa felt an early call to religious life and, overcoming various obstacles, in 1888, at the early age of 15, she became a nun and joined two of her elder sisters in the cloistered Carmelite community of Lisieux, Normandy. After 9 years as a Carmelite religious, having fulfilled various offices such as sacristan and assistant to the novice mistress, and having spent her last 18 months in Carmelite Night of Faith, she died at age 24, following a slow and painful fight against tuberculosis. Her feast day is 1st of October. Teresa is well known throughout the world, with the Basilica of Lisieux being the second largest place of pilgrimage in France after Lourdes. A little below, you can look at the statue of Saint Anne, who is the grandmother of Jesus Christ, mother of Saint Virgin Mary.